We've been talking about what is a community and what makes a good community. We are in a church community this morning, but can you think of the other communities that you are part of? Where do you come together as a group and share a common interest? Any ideas, anybody? No? Yes. Cubs? Yes. Scouts? Absolutely, yes. Anybody else? School? Yes. Henry? Golf club? Yes. Yes, another scout. Rugby club? Lots of sports club. Roz? Work? Yes. Work's a community. Yes, lots. So a community could be a neighbourhood where you live, the people you live nearby, nursery or school where you attend, where you go to work, or it could be a social group like rugby or football or even supporters of a football team. Someone like, Crystal Palace? My son's an Arsenal supporter, so it's a good job he's not here. that's a community. You might also belong to something like the WI, the National Trust, or even a Facebook group. Lots and lots of communities. A Christian community is a group of people whose shared interest is Jesus. We come together for a service, but it's more than that. We belong to each other. That means that we rejoice with other members of the church when something good happens, such as a child being born, or somebody starts a new school. But we also support each other when somebody is ill or has suffered a bereavement. I've been attending the Good Shepherd for nearly 20 years, and when I'm asked about why I like coming, I describe it as my church family, because we all care for one another. In order to function well, communities need to work together. Just for a moment, think of how a school works. Some of you still might be at school. I think most of you have probably been to a school at some point in your life. Some of you even may work in a school. So how does a school work? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? We need teachers, head teacher maybe, teaching assistants, learning mentors. But there's a lot of other people that are needed so that the school can work together and that children and young people who attend there are safe and hopefully learning something. Can you think of other people that you need to make a school function? Any ideas, anybody? Cook? Very, very important, yes.
Cleaners?
Yes, they've got to make it clean and safe for everyone to be there. Sorry? Reception staff? Admin staff, they're very important as well. Librarians, anybody say? I can see Elizabeth. Yeah. Any other offers? Schoolkeeper, very, very important role. There's lots of people that you see going about a school. I visit a lot of schools in my day-to-day work, and I'm amazed at how many people are in and out of the building. There are people who don't go there on a regular basis. Some schools have nurses that attend on a regular basis. Other people from other professions. People you don't always see. People like school governors. Is anybody here a school governor? Handful, yes, I am. And you tend to go into school either after school or at quiet times. Sometimes you go and see the students. But what about the people who don't actually work in the school but keep that school going? People who deliver stationery to the office. People who come in and fix the lights when they go wrong. People who keep the heating going. Lots of people are needed to make a school community work together. Other organisations are just the same. Hospitals, offices, bus garages. If one person is missing or unable to do their specific job, the community cannot function properly. So everybody is as important as the next person. Our earlier Bible reading reminded us of the importance of each part of our body working together. Paul said to the Corinthians that there would not be a body if it were only one part. That's true, communities. Just as the different parts of a body need to work together, communities need to do the same. Every individual in a community is as important as the others. Everybody has to work together in order for it to work. Members of any community need to be respected and cared for. Jesus taught us to love one another, and we can do this in all the different groups that we are part of. As a church, we're already involved in community groups. A few months ago, we had a stall at a community event in Manor House Gardens. Members of the Congregational Governors at Trinity School and other places. We hold parent and toddler groups and coffee mornings where people from the wider community of Lee come to meet with others. In a few weeks, we will be starting a support group once a month for people who have been bereaved. Everyone who comes to these groups becomes part of the community. There is a common interest, whether it is helping a school to work effectively, having a cup of coffee with friends, or sharing difficult experiences. What is important is that each person is valued, each person is needed, and each person is loved as much as the other. That is what makes a good community.